This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk. Unofficialmills.co.uk. The home for all things Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1's Newsbeat.
He's fresh out of jail, kicked the drugs goodbye, and wants to become a property developer, so he says. Scott's been chatting to Michael Carroll, lottery lout, you know the one, always in the papers, weighed down by gold chains and flicking the V's at photographers. Here's Nadia Dahabir.
The ex-binman, jailed over a baseball bat rampage at a Christian rock concert, celebrated his freedom with a McDonald's. His night didn't stop there, though.
Went for food clubs, had quite a lot of vodka, went to Spearmint Rhino, had loads of dancers, come out of there, and as every man would, go straight into a brothel.
So good night, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, best night I've had in 4 months.
The 23-year-old became the richest person ever to have an ASBO for randomly shooting out car windows with a catapult, but he's blown most of his winnings.
How could you possibly spend that much money?
Drugs, booze, and a lot of women. I've spent a good $2 million on drugs, women, and booze in the last 3 years.
And on the drugs, he says he's now given up.
£2,000 a day, every day.
On cocaine?
Cocaine, crack, between 3 of us.
And where would you do this?
My house, driving around in the back of a van.
So, would he do anything differently?
Invest in property.
You could be living some kind of luxury existence in the Caribbean by now.
I don't want to, do I? I'm happy how I am and how I was.
What are your biggest regrets?
Okay, I don't think I've got no regrets.
Not at all?
No.
His neighbours in Leafy Norfolk say Carroll's been a nightmare, holding all-night car races in the garden of his £500,000 mansion. But the lotto winner, who calls himself the King of Chavs, reckons he's just misunderstood.
Everyone knows me as a thug, or what papers print me as. I'm told to meet me, and they all eat their words.
And from now on, this is how he'd like to be known.
I'm a lovable rogue.
So, Scott, what was he actually like?
Well, he was very polite and everything. He wasn't threatening. He was wearing a big long Mac. The bling was definitely on his hands. I didn't get a shot of his middle finger, though, which I was expecting. He just didn't show any remorse at all for any of the things he's done.
Text 81199.
Well, you've been texting us. A lot of what you've had to say we can't actually read out. But Viv in Ayrshire says, once allowed, always allowed, can't see him changing. Andy from Cornwall says, he's a prat. They should take his money and properties away and give the money to charity. And this one from Chris in York says, I think he's an idiot, but good luck to him.
Radio.